Praycard Publications is proud to present St. Joseph the Wondrous, a meditational prose poem using music, theatre and song, based on the writings of Maria Valtorta and the Novena to St. Joseph.
First Day.
Great St. Joseph, Son of David, Foster Father of our Lord, Spouse of Mary, Ever Virgin, keeping all them watch and ward, in the stable thou didst guard them with the Father's loving care. Thou by God's command didst save them from the cruel hell's snare. Three long days in grief and anguish, with that mother sweet at mind, Mary Virgin, didst thou wander, seeking her beloved child. In the temple thou didst find him, oh, what joy then filled thy heart. In the sorrows, in thy gladness, grant us, Joseph, to have part.
Remember, O most chaste spouse of the Virgin Mary, O my lovable protector, Saint Joseph, that no one who has ever asked for your help or sought your protection been left unaided. Full of confidence in your powerful intercession, I hasten to you with all the fervor of my soul. Do not reject my prayer, O Father of the Redeemer, but in your goodness, deign to receive it. Amen.
Gathered together in a well-decorated room are priests and many men of all ages. Among them is Zacharias. All are wearing festive clothing and appear to be concerned. In one corner, Joseph is speaking with an elderly man. Joseph is in his 30s. He's a handsome man with short, thick hair, chestnut brown, like his beard and mustache. His eyes are dark, kind, but with a profound and serious gaze. A Levite enters, carrying in his arms a bundle of dry wood, on which a branch in bloom has been delicately placed. The public's curiosity is sharpened. The men crane their necks and watch attentively as the high priest makes his entrance. Everyone bows deeply. The high priest walks to the table.
Men of the race of David, who have answered my call, listen. The Lord has spoken. Praise him. A ray of light from his glory has come down like the spring sun and given life to a dry branch. The only one that has bloomed miraculously when the rest of the world remains barren. For the snow has not yet disappeared from the heights of Judah. This branch is the only whiteness between Zion and Bethany, a sign that God has spoken by making himself the father and guardian of the Virgin of David, a holy child, the glory of the temple and of her race.
This holy child is the one we call Mary of Nazareth.
The word of God has revealed to her the name of the spouse who is pleasing to the Eternal. He must truly be a righteous man. Our sorrow in losing her is soothed, and we are no longer concerned about her destiny as a bride. To the man designated by God, we entrust in all security the virgin on whom rests God's blessing and ours. The name of the spouse is Joseph of Jacob. of Bethlehem, from the tribe of David, a carpenter at Nazareth of Galilee. Joseph, come forth. The high priest commands you to do so.
All the men turned to each other, hands and eyes signaling some disappointment, some satisfaction. The small elderly man with whom Joseph was conversing earlier says to him,
I told you so, Joseph. The one who is the least confident wins the game.
Joseph moves timidly forward. The high priest hands the blossoming branch to Joseph and places his hand on his shoulder.
The bride God is giving you is not wealthy, and you know that, Joseph. But she is wealthy in all virtues. Always be worthy of her. There is no flower as beautiful and as pure in Israel as she is. Everyone now leave us. You, Joseph, stay here. And you, Zacharias, her kinsman, bring the bride.
Joseph stands humbly near the high priest.
Mary must tell you about the vow she made. Help her in her timidity. Be kind to her.
I will place all my strength at her service, and no sacrifice for her will be a burden. Rest assured of that.
Mary then enters with Zacharias and Anna of Phanuel.
Come, Mary. Here is the spouse destined for you by God. He is Joseph of Nazareth. You will therefore return to your city. Now I leave you. God is giving you his blessing. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and have mercy on you always. May the Lord turn his face to you and give you peace.
The two betrothed face each other. Mary, timid, looks down. Joseph, also blushing slightly, observes her and searches for the right words. A smile lightens up his face.
Hail to you, Mary. I saw you all tiny when you were a few days old. I remember the evening of your birth. Everybody remembers it because of the inexplicable heavy rains that saved the harvests and a violent downpour in which the lightning strokes didn't harm a single twig of wild heath and which ended with the largest and most beautiful rainbow that had ever been seen. Your father Joachim was rocking you as he showed you to the neighbors. He was admiring you as if you had been a flower come down from heaven, a happy and elderly father who died while speaking of his Mary, so beautiful and so good, and whose words are filled with grace and wisdom. And your mother? She filled the whole house with her song. We would have thought she was a lark in springtime. You know, I'm the one who made your cradle. I'm older than you, Mary. When you were born, I was doing my apprenticeship. I was working. Who could have told me that I would have you for a bride?
Mary gently raises her face, more and more reassured as she hears Joseph speaking to her in this way.
Thank you, Joseph.
With this almond branch, I give you my heart, which until this day has bloomed only for the Lord.
I too belong to God, Joseph. I don't know if the high priest has told you.
He only told me that you are good and pure, and that you must tell me about a vow that you made. Speak, Mary. Your Joseph wants to make you happy in all your wishes. I do not love you in the ways of the flesh. I love you according to my spirit, holy child given to me by God. See me as a father and a brother, not only as a spouse.
As a young child, I consecrated myself to the Lord. I know that's not done in Israel, but I heard a voice asking me for my virginity as a sacrifice of love for the coming of the Messiah. Israel has been waiting for him for so long. Renouncing the joy of being a mother for that is not too much.
Joseph fixes his gaze on her intensely, as if he wanted to read into the depths of her heart. And then, taking her two little hands still clinging to the branch in bloom between their fingers,
I, too, will unite my sacrifice to yours. And by our chastity, we will reveal so much love for the Eternal that he will send the Savior to the world, allowing his light to shine over all the earth. Come, Mary. Let us go before his house and swear to love each other as do the angels amongst themselves. Then I will go to Nazareth to prepare everything for you in your house. Saint Joseph, model of faith.
Joseph did as the angel of the Lord had commanded him. He took her as his wife. With Joseph, model of faith, Lord, we beseech you. May strength and courage abound in all the men and women who work to build a world of wisdom according to your gospel. O Saint Joseph, we too wish to take part in this mystery of salvation, so that the incarnate God may also dwell in us, and so that we may remain faithful to all his plans.
Our Heavenly Father, make yourself known as God. Make your kingdom come. Let your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today the bread we need. Forgive us our wrongs against you, as we have forgiven those who have done wrong against us. Sustain us in our struggle against temptation, and deliver us from evil.
Hail, Queen of Heaven. Hail, Queen of Angels. Hail, fruitful branch. Hail, Gate of Heaven. Through you the light has risen on the world. Rejoice, O Virgin, fairest of all women. Hail, radiant splendor. Intercede with Christ on our behalf. Deign to accept my praise, O Holy Virgin. Give me strength against your enemies. God of mercy, grant us your help in our weakness. Grant that as we celebrate the memory of the Blessed Mother of God, we may, with the help of her prayer, rise again from our sin. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.
O Joseph, Father of Jesus, most pure spouse of the Virgin Mary, pray each day for us to Jesus himself, the Son of God, so that, strengthened by his grace, we may struggle as we should in life and be crowned by him in death. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, I entrust my heart and my soul to you. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, assist me always and in my final struggle. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, may my soul depart in peace and be with you always.